Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, can you believe it? This is episode 499. I am one episode away from 500 episodes. Absolutely amazing. Thank you. There are some of you here who have watched every or listened to every episode. Some of you have been faithful all along. It means a ton. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for people who are on the journey and who are finding this just from the very beginning. But thanks so much. It means a lot. I'm in the basement again. I do miss the studio, and I know I'm in a transition period in terms of appearance and audio, but we're going to get back to that. But right now, in the transitional period, I think it's more important to get an episode out. In fact, this is Saturday night. The folks in the Capitalize Your Best group get the video early, a day early on Sunday. So you're more than welcome to join that group. It's free. And then the episodes go out everywhere on Monday. So that means I got to get it done. And I just got home from a competition for Emma. And so here I am. And I've been trying to think, what are we going to do? Now, the big question is, what am I going to do for 500? And man, I am, you know what's going to happen? I'm chasing a guest. I've been chasing this guest forever, for years. And I don't know if it's going to happen. I really don't. Even up until today, this guest was like, I'm just not sure. So we'll see. It would be, I think, my favorite guest of all time. Literally. That would, and I've had my kids on here. So it could be my favorite guest of all time. We will see. We'll let you know. But at 499, I thought, first of all, guys, thanks for listening to last week's episode. Always thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for 498 before that. I mean, the 497 before that. So I was thinking, what should I do? And part of me thought, like, well, come up with like 4.9 things you've learned, or 49 things you've learned, or 499 things you've learned. But I didn't want this episode to be just, this is what I've learned. Because again, this is a podcast where I'm trying to serve you guys. And then I realized that I think the lessons that I've learned from 499 episodes are actually broad, applicable or applicable lessons that apply to anybody in any circumstance. So these are empowering truths that I think will apply to you, that I've observed in 499 episodes, and I think they'll work for you too. So let's hop into that. Three empowering truths that I've learned from 499 episodes that I think will be helpful for you personally, whether you have a podcast or not. So number one, consistency is the key to most success. Consistency is the key to most success. I can't believe we're at 499 episodes. And the thing is, I think the reason, I know that the reason that the show has endured, and I know that the reason that people still like it and it's still growing is because I just show up every week. I'm not patting myself on the back. Sometimes I'm just stubborn. But I knew that I had to make a commitment to get an episode out every single week. And when we began, we started with three times a week. I take that back. We started at two times a week. We went to three times a week, and then we scaled back to two and then one. But the consistency is that every week, out of the 499 episodes, I think there's only been 3 or 4 weeks ever that we didn't produce an episode. I produced them when I was sick, produced them when I was traveling. Sometimes I would batch two or three at a time to make sure I had it. There's only been 3 or 4 weeks ever. And I think the key to this show's success is consistency. Every single Monday, there is an episode. You can find it in iTunes and Spotify and all the places, right? And that's not just true of this episode. For you, whatever it is you're trying to succeed in, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, consistency is the key. Are you going to keep showing up and showing up and showing up? Are you going to outlast the people who get all excited and start something and then it fades away? I mean, this has been my podcast. I've been a part of, I don't know, I think four other podcasts. We did an eye care podcast, did a podcast with Emma. I did a church podcast. I'm now 13 weeks into a new real estate podcast, and that one's humming along. But the others came to an end. This one has not. Even as I made changes in careers, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, this show hasn't gone anywhere. And that's the key to success. People know that this is going to hurt. It's going to come out every Monday. And that's true for your success. Most of your contemporaries and most of your competition are going to quit because they're either going to get real success real quick and then move on to something else, or the success will come slowly. And guys, we've had times where we had massive success in the show, and then there's times it's been light. Right before Anchor was purchased by Spotify, our numbers were through the roof. And I often wondered if those were inflated or not for the sale. But we've had times of just massive viewership and times where it's been sparse and lean, and it's going to ebb and flow. But if you make it past 5 episodes, you're in the top 98% of podcasts in the world because most folks don't. They start and then they give up, and it's hard. It really is. There's episodes I love doing, and there's episodes I've been like, oh, I gotta go record an episode, and people might say, well, why don't you just take a break? And I'm like, you take a break, you go away. So consistency is the key to success, and I think that's true for you. If you want to be successful in an arena, if you want to be successful in occupation or in your fitness or anything else, consistency is the key to success. So I would say I've learned that from this podcast. I think it's true for you and anything you do as well. Number two, if you keep at it long enough, you're going to meet some really cool people. If you keep at it long enough, you're going to meet some really cool people. That's true for 499 episodes of the podcast, and it's true for you in your life as well. Let me talk about the podcast for a minute. We, for the most part, are this is a solo show. About 75% of the episodes are solo, but I love having guests. It's not that I'm against guests. It's just that I often just don't schedule them out, and I don't seek them out as much as I used to. But I love having guests, and I've met some really cool people through the show. In fact, my friend Pete Evick, who lives up in Manassas, and he's a guitar player for Bret Michaels of Poison, and he's got a couple of bands himself, and he owns a candle shop in Manassas. I knew him from his music with Bret and online, and I saw that he was in Virginia just an hour away, and I just sent him a cold DM on Facebook and said, "Hey man, I'm a big fan. I'd love to come to Manassas and interview you for the podcast." Random. And he said, "Yeah, come on up," and we schedule it. And we're friends. We're friends. And he's been on the show 3 times. I mean, he came on after Eddie Van Halen passed, and he was on one other time from that. But we message each other, we keep up. I've been to his special shows. He invited me to play some percussion with him one time when he was here in Fredericksburg. A lot of fun. Pete's my friend. But if I kept at it, would have never met Pete. Steve Alton, the author of the Meg books. Have you seen those movies with Jason Statham? Well, that's a series of novels. And I read those novels a long time ago, back when I was in seminary, actually. And that would be like 03, 04. And I got in touch with him, and he came on the show. Ron Keel, lead singer of Keel, a metal band from the 80s, a hair metal band. He's been in Kill and Steeler with Yngwie Malmsteen, and he was actually lead singer Black Sabbath for a brief period of time. And he's been on the show twice. He's going to be on the show the third time. I've met some really cool people, and my producer at the old studio, Shane Dale, amazing. And then I've had friends on there. Emma and I had we did shows here, and then we had our own podcast called You're Entitled to Your Opinion. Those episodes are still up. If you keep at it, you're going to meet some really neat, cool people, and that's true in your life as well. When I say the consistency is the key to success, it is. But consistency, if you keep at it, you're also going to meet some really amazing people. You'll have proven yourself in the area that you're persistent in, and you're going to find that tribe. If you're consistent in running, you're going to meet some really awesome runners. If you're consistent in business, you're going to meet some really awesome business owners. If you're consistent in podcasting, you're going to meet some really great people. If you keep at it, you will meet some awesome people. If you quit, you're going to meet the same old, same old. It's hard to meet new people if you quit, but if you persevere, you will meet some really awesome people. Three, if you keep at it, if you are consistent, you get to witness your own transformation. If you keep at it and you're consistent, you get to witness your own transformation. This podcast started really because I was listening to School of Greatness with Lewis Howes and the 4-Hour Workweek or the Tim Ferriss Show. And Tim Ferriss had an episode about, hey, here's how you start a podcast. And it's funny, I've done that podcast twice, meaning I've done my own How to Start a Podcast. And I thought, you know what, this sounds fun. And I was starting to take in podcasts. And then I just got the idea somewhere. I should start a podcast, just kind of talk about what I want to talk about. And I know that I landed upon This Is Gonna Hurt. That's the name of an album and a book. An album from 6 a.m. and a book from Nikki Sixx, Motley Crue, and I just like that term, you know. This is going to hurt because, you know, any change is going to hurt. And so, if you're going to keep at it, you're going to have to go through the pain. And so, the whole show is named after consistency. It just started like that. And then, when I was a pastor on Wednesdays, I would share my sermons. And then on Fridays, honestly, I can't remember if they were free Fridays. I think they were free Fridays, which again, I got from Lewis Howes. He used to do 5-minute Fridays. And I thought, well, let me just record a quick episode and knock it out. And so I was doing free Fridays, which were like 5-minute episodes. I eventually dropped the free Fridays. And then after a pastor, I no longer did Wednesday. So now I just do weekly episodes still, but that Monday episode just keeps coming out. But even in that chronicles my journey, my interest in social media and podcasting and life improvement. It chronicled a lot of my pastoral life. The Free Fridays were really just sort of me talking about what I learned that week, and so that's all there. There's episodes about me going to 10X GrowthCon in Vegas and 10X in Miami, and all of my journey is chronicled on the podcast. And now, 3 years into full-time owning Capitalized Marketing and Consulting, I'm talking about that. I've witnessed my own progress and transformation over 499 episodes. And the same is true for you. Whether you podcast or not, please create podcasts. I'll listen to it. But if you keep at it, you get to witness your own transformation. You get to see a chronicle of it. You were doing this, you were here, you were here. I've been running now. This is my 15th year, and right now I'm recovering from an injury, which happens. But because I've been doing it for 15 years now, I get to look back and go, I did this and I did that, and I learned this and I had a setback there. If you keep at it, if you are consistent in anything you're doing, you're going to get to witness your own transformation. And that is amazing. You get a literal record and a chronicle of it, either by memory or if you do a podcast or the photos. But if you keep at it, you get to see this is the progress I've made. That only happens if you are continuing and progressing. If you've quit and you're 15 years later and you look back, you're like, oh, stop. And you'll regret it. So next week, guys, I'm not quite sure who my guests are. I've got a couple things in play, a couple of guests in play. One guest that I just really, really hope comes on. I mean, just really hope comes on. We'll see. But again, guys, the lesson, three of the million lessons I've learned from 499 episodes is consistency is the key to success. If you keep at it, you're gonna meet some really awesome people. And if you keep at it, you get to witness your own transformation. Those things are all true for you, not just me and podcasting. So thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn more about the coaching and the marketing I'm doing on the business side, or if you want to know about my new personal coaching program at Capitalize Your Best Life, either way, we have a brand new website. It's really simple. You just go to capitalizeyourbest.com. And on the left side, you can set up an appointment with me to learn more about our marketing and our marketing coaching. And on the right side, you can learn about our personal coaching program. But you can find that, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com, and that's where it's at. And guys, next week is episode 500, and I can't wait to share it with you. See you then.